Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio. With your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower. Thanks for listening.
Greetings and welcome to Warn Radio. I am Tower and we are glad you joined us. Please send all your prayer requests, correspondence, and inquiries for the WIBR Warn Radio Network to us through our contact page on warn-usa.com. You can find the Warn Radio on the following social sites: Sayscape, Telegram, USA.life, MeWe, Parler, CloudHub, Tumblr, LinkedIn, Linktree, Pure Social, Gab Social. You can listen to our shows through the WIBR Warn Radio Network by going to warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. You'll also find our shows on the following carriers: Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes Player, Apple Podcast, Spreaker, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Warn Radio Visions on Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcast, Anchor, Deezer, and Podchaser. Don't miss out on the featured articles by The Watchman. You can find them by going to warn-usa.com or danaglennsmith.com. This week we're featuring The Law of Change and Bible Prophecy. The Law of Change, our solid rock, Jesus Christ, stands unmovable amidst the changing world that is in a state of flux. While we may not like change, the fact is everything moves through this change. Also, prophetic winner of our discontent. We move from the pages of John Steinbeck's acclaimed novel to the words of a Shakespeare play, and on to the current events in America, the pages of the 60s revolution to the burning of America and overthrow of the foundations this nation has forged through the fire of the past. The winter of discontent has revealed itself. And on Dana Glenn Smith, your enemy makes war. If you have any doubts as a believer in Jesus Christ that there is an enemy, then you need to listen to our Advocacy for the Persecuted Church broadcast. Now that Biden is in with 55-some executive orders that is decimating our country, oils, jobs, and more, there is an enemy in the White House. And go to warn-usa.com to listen to the Warn Classic Radio Series on Timothy. 1st and 2nd Timothy Classic Warn Radio Series brings you to the young minister in the faith of the new Christianity. Timothy had the Apostle Paul as his spiritual father. And now I welcome in the Watchman.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn.
Greetings, Dana. How are you doing tonight?
Well, we're doing good.
Yes, we are. It's a little chilly, but we're inside where it's warm.
Yes, sirree.
Thank the Lord for the heat.
Well, around all of our social feeds and the world today, Rush Limbaugh and his untimely death. It's always untimely when you have somebody like Rush. And I listened to his wife give his obituary, talked about it on the radio, about 5 minutes long. She did a very good job. And, you know, she was clear. She was strong, you know, and she gave a complete thing. It was good. Everybody's talking about it because he affected so many people. And I don't know how many times I've seen it when someone that is real popular, someone that, of course, he had his enemies. And on social feed, you know, there's a whole pile of them that hate his guts.
It's sad to lose a man like that. And he wasn't very old, just 70.
Yeah, and he was definitely very, very talented. And he won a lot of awards. He just did a phenomenal job on his EIB, Excellent in Broadcasting. I always thought about his EIB network. It was his creation, Excellence in Broadcasting. And it was a good handle, you know, and I wouldn't be surprised if someone takes that and makes it into a regular radio network, you know, featuring Rush, you know, conservative slant. But at any rate, you know, our sympathies go out to
yes.
the Limbaugh family and also to all those who really listen to him. And, you know, there's a lot of people that are saddened. I mean, America was a better place for having Rush around. And I didn't listen to him every day like everybody else did. But I definitely always got clips and quotes. And I have listened to him, you know, as well, along with everybody else. But, you know, it is sad.
Yes, it really is.
And so
to see it.
Our news this morning up front is coming out of Germany. And it was interesting that today I was reading about Germany, and I've been reading about Bill Gates' synthetic beef he's been pushing, telling that the rest of the, you know, the more affluent societies, of course, hinting at America, are going to have to eat vegetarian or synthetic beef. And, of course, that isn't going to go well at all here in Wyoming and, let's see, Montana and in Colorado, and because this is beef country, along with bison and other things. Nevertheless, that's a liberal slant on it. And it was interesting to note that Germany had voted to follow something of Gates, some kind of protocol for 2021, I think that's what it was. I didn't read it, but I found that interesting because Germany made the news in the COVID. And remember, Germany was one of those tower that allowed a lot of immigrants in, or illegal.
Right, I remember that.
And
they just flooded the country.
Yeah, Merkel allowed it. And I don't know whatever really happened to her, whether she got reelected or not. I don't follow it. But at any rate, so when they said that they were going to take, they're going to hold quarantine breakers in a fenced-off section of a refugee camp. And so I thought, well, the refugees must still be there because they had a lot of refugees in there. And so what they're trying to do is, and the big thing came out, is that Germany has had more than 2 million confirmed COVID cases.
Wow.
And they've had 47,000 deaths. And they did pass a law here a while ago, and it said that they could enforce this thing that, you know, if you found someone that had been exposed to COVID, and they're supposed to quarantine at home, but they're finding a lot of them who don't. So if they find somebody, they're going to, you know, they were fining them and stuff, but now, after the first fine, they're just going to put them in a refugee camp in one part of it and hold it off and keep them there until they're clear. So, you know, I mean, don't tell Biden that and the Democrats, because they'll have every Republican in America locked up.
But, yes, they will. Good grief.
So at any rate, You know, I mean, how long is this COVID? This has been going on for...
Over a year.
Over a year, and then if you count back
I think in January is when President Trump, in January, he stopped flights from coming into China. I mean, from China, coming into America.
So, at any rate, I mean, nobody really knows. And then they've got all these other flavors of them that they're warning about. So, at any rate...
Well, it needs to go away, and if it's anything like the Spanish flu, that went on for almost 2 years, and I hope we don't have to put up with this for another year.
Well, the Spanish flu, didn't it? It killed a lot.
A lot more, yes.
Yeah. So, there's
like 50 million, maybe?
Yeah. Yeah. And, of course, our science and our ability to make vaccines are a lot better now, so...
Right.
Well, in our news shorts, this is also up front. We're in Laos. And he was arrested by the authorities there. He refused to stop worshiping. So he's a Christian, and he refused to stop worshiping. And so, he is still missing, and his wife, you know, in Laos, they all, in that part of the world, they ride these little scooters everywhere. Well, she had her motorbike taken away from her, you know, of course, because they don't like Christians in a lot of parts of these worlds. And so, he had started a small church on his farm. And because he did start it, the local authorities got whiff of what he was doing. And, you know, the thing of it is that if you're going to have church and sing and everything, there is that joy in the Lord. There is that you can't help it. I mean, you get in there and you rejoice in the Lord and the Spirit moves. Well, you know... The authorities, local authorities, didn't like that. And Voice of the Martyrs Canada is the one that's been monitoring this. And in March 15th, which isn't, you know, wasn't too long ago, he was approached by the authorities and given an agreement to sign to desist. In other words, here's an agreement that you have to sign, and it says you're going to stop, okay? And apparently he continued to do it. I don't know if he signed that or not.
I wouldn't.
No.
He probably didn't. He probably refused.
And this is the thing. And Vision Beyond Borders, they're also involved. And then International Christian Concern got in on it. All kinds of people. So the wife has been harassed, and the guy is still in detention and not allowed any visitation. I mean, this is the way things are going over there. Now, if you listen to Biden and you listen to the Democrats, and this is before Biden got in. This is while Trump was still in there. They were talking about, getting rid of Trump. They were talking about throwing Christians and patriots and conservatives in prison, getting rid of them.
In America, isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Well, guess what? We've got a whole group of nations around here that do that to Christians and conservatives.
Right.
But you know, people, this is the difference here. In Laos, they don't have guns. In America, we do, and we shoot back. And I say collectively we, you know, just because I'm an American. But the fact of it is, there's a lot of them out there that you start trying to collect gun and make things illegal, you're going to get shot. You're going to have a civil war. You really will. I can't imagine allowing this. There's 365 some odd million gun owners in this country, and there's one knuckleheaded old president that sits on his ass, and half the time he can't walk, and he can't remember anything, and he's being utilized by the radical Democrats to sign everything he puts in front of him. And it came out here right at the beginning of him doing this that his signature, you can't even read it. So some of them believe that they had put everything on a stamp, a signature that his wife made, so you could read it, and then they put it on a stamp and signed it, which is illegal. But nobody has really got into that, so we don't know. But
nobody's challenged it. They need to. Somebody does.
Well, it's just a mess. And I go through all this stuff because, look, we're here. We're talking about Christians and others that are being harassed for their faith, for just having a church. And we also have the same thing happening, you know, people talking about this. In America, we shouldn't even be discussing this. And the people are discussing it are nincompoops and liberals that are up in our Congress, and these people need to be kicked out on their heads. Get them out of Congress, because we don't need these kind of people in our Congress that don't want to recognize rights.
And trying to get rid of the Constitution. They're in there illegally.
Well,
as far as I'm concerned.
Well, the thing of it is,
they're treasonous.
The thing of it is, today is they talked again. And this was, I forgot who it was. I had seen it on our social media. And it was someone you'd recognize. But he said, until, you know, we get rid of all the Christians and conservatives, you know, it was CNN, I believe it was, somebody on CNN saying that you have to get rid of everybody, and then America can be safe. They're America.
How ridiculous. That is an idiotic statement.
Well, CNN has come out with a bunch of stuff lately that's just, they're nuts. Now, Open Doors is talking about North Korea, and we like to bring this up. Kim Jong-wook, who happens to be a Baptist missionary, worked in underground churches and providing shelters for North Koreans. And as they would come across the border into China, he would, you know, he became a center where they would come to. And he helped the North Koreans then escape to South Korea. And this is really the way they would do it. Until the Chinese really started cracking down. And then they send them back to North Korea, and then it's really bad for them. And according to one of the sources of Open Doors in Seoul, South Korea, Kim went into North Korea looking for information about a group of North Korean women who had escaped to China and were caught and then repatriated back to North Korea. And he was seeking information to learn about the food shortages in North Korea. And so in August of 2012, a group of 12 North Korean women had been caught by Chinese authorities when they were at Kim's shelter and sent back to North Korea. And that's why he went back in there, to find out if they're around. And so last October, he went in there and apparently got caught. And so they're accusing him of allegedly spying and trying to set up underground churches and hurting the dignity of the ruling Kim family, and which is, sounds about right. This is
what they do. Yeah.
And so, you know, it's really interesting, and it's important to know that the people that bring information from North Korea, they have to get it most of the time this way, crossing the border. And they get Bibles across the border that way and a lot of other things. It's very, very dangerous. And so, you know, the bottom line of it is that until you understand how dangerous it is, I guess you just can't understand. Most people don't give a flying flip about the people in North Korea. You know, and in America, we're so self-centered, and, you know, we're so divided over stupid things. And, you know, the you know, the funny thing of it is Joe Biden wants every American to wear two masks because of COVID, yet he's opening up the entire border to people that don't have any masks, and some of them have have all kinds of diseases.
Tuberculosis, smallpox.
And so they're all coming over with all these diseases from down south.
Maybe it's chicken pox.
And the other thing of it is that the Biden wants the border wide open, but he's got the Capitol surrounded with wire fence and guards. I mean, that's like North Korea itself. I mean, everything in America is screwed up now. The bottom is up and the up is down. Left is right and right is left. Good is bad and bad is good. Evil's accepted and righteousness is spit on.
That's true.
So
God
at any rate.
Have mercy.
Yes. So we're going to move on. You ready for this one?
Yes, this is.
Okay.
Comes to us from persecution.org. It's about Pastor Stephen Lungu. He died of coronavirus last month on January 19th. He was 78 years old, and the beloved pastor will be remembered by many in Zimbabwe as one of the greatest evangelists of his generation, whose testimony and passion for Christ had been an inspiration to countless believers. When he was 5 years old, he was abandoned by his mother and sent to live in an orphanage, where he was beaten on a daily basis. And by the time he was 12, he was living under a bridge. He was addicted to drugs and a leader of a violent gang called the Black Shadows. Lungu remembers spiraling into a cycle of bitterness and hatred toward God, and made it his aim to terrorize Christians and kill anyone who carried a Bible. He said, "I had embraced the Marxist ideology because we were told that the Bible was brought to Africa by the white men to brainwash the black people and make them slaves. I hated everything to do with Jesus." So at age 20, he planned for his gang to attack a tent church in the capital city, by setting off petrol bombs and killing Christians as they fled. And he told his gang, "I want everybody in the tent to die. At 7 p.m., I will whistle and everybody throw their stones and petrol bombs into the tent entrance." Minutes before the clock reached 7, Stephen entered the tent and was struck by the testimony of a young girl speaking. There was a strange, uncanny authority and resonance with which she spoke of forgiveness and a start in a new life. "And I suddenly felt very dirty and shabby." And after her testimony, the preacher quoted 2 Corinthians 8:9, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that you through his poverty might become rich." And Stephen, the pastor, recalled the significance of this moment. "Suddenly I began to understand what Christianity was all about. It was for someone like me. I could identify with this Jesus. He had suffered in all the ways that I knew so well. Poverty, oppression, hunger, thirst, loneliness. I had known all of these, and so had he. My wages were death, but Jesus paid the price for me. On that cross, he became a nobody, that I could become a somebody." So Lungu accepted Christ as his Savior that night and began a new life, preaching on the streets of Zimbabwe. He was discipled by Patrick Johnstone, a British missionary and author of Operation World. Lungu began a successful career as an evangelist, first at Dorothea Mission, then at the Zimbabwe team leader at African Enterprise. In 2007, he became AE's second international team leader until he retired in 2013. Lungu authored his autobiography, out of the black shadows. It's the amazing transformation of Stephen Lungu, where he shares his full testimony. He is survived by his wife, Rachel, and their 6 children. You know, that's an amazing transformation.
Well, that's what it's about. That's exactly what it's about. And I'm reminded of Nikki Cruz, who was
right.
who was won to Christ through David Wilkerson's ministry. And Nikki went on to hold crusades. He's still alive today. Last time I heard, he was still busy.
He's pretty old by now.
Yeah, he's getting up there. But I seen a picture of him, I don't know, a couple years ago or 3. Time goes by so fast, I can't keep track. But I did pick up a late thing out of down south that dozens of people have died in weather-related incidents. Aww. This is in all this cold weather. Houston was under a boil water advisory because of no clean water. 77 people were treated for hypothermia in northern Texas.
Dear God, have mercy.
So dozens of lives in at least 8 states. People succumbed to carbon monoxide poisoning, died in car crashes, slipped on dangerous ice, fell victim to other hazards of the extremely dangerous weather.
Oh, that's horrible.
So remember your fellow Americans down south, because that is terrible. You know. Now, see, I'm looking at a map of the snow cover, and I remember the last time this happened, Tara, because this particular thing, it was covered from one end to the other, and this, 73% of the lower 48 now has snow on the ground.
Wow.
Now, that's pretty good, and the picture shows just about everything, you know, and there is a portion that isn't covered, but it's just amazing how bad this storm is, and it went south. We have one here, and we want to talk about it, and it's Leah Sherebu in Boko Haram. This is from persecution.org, and if you know, when we talk about organizations that work overseas, almost all of them have heard of some of these names. Leah Sherebu is one of them. I think it's in her 3rd year now that she's been in.
Yeah. February 19th, 2018.
And the reason I picked up on this is that they were having Speak Up 3 hours for 3 years. And it was going to be a webinar, and it was an effort to get her released. And of course, we were reporting on this at the time that this happened. They took a bunch of girls, 150 young girls that were in school, and of course there was just a couple of guards, and the guards somehow disappeared, and so these guys went in there and were killing people, and they took 150 of these young women captive, and so she refused to deny Christ and convert to Islam. And so they held her hostage, and she's a slave for life, they say. And God can get her out of there, so we believe that.
Yes, and we're still praying. Every day we pray.
And back in 2018, there's a video recording. And I think, you know, I'm sure we saw that. I remember a little bit about that. And she said on it, "I'm calling on the government and people of goodwill to intervene to get me out of my current situation. I also plead to the members of the public to help my mother, my father, my younger brother, and relatives." And she goes on from there. But you see, this is real when we talk about persecution and kidnapping. If it was your daughter, you would not like it. These parents don't like it. This is gut-wrenching for them and gut-wrenching for the girl. Now, there has been other information come out about Leah Sherebu from another girl who had escaped. Leah didn't, but she said Leah was almost like kind of a prophet there, the way she was praying and everything and helping everybody, and like she had a ministry there. But this is dangerous for her, and she needs to get out of there. She needs to go back to her home. But the key to her cell, and this comes from another persecuted Christian that we reported on the last month, and he said that the key to my cell is Jesus.
Amen.
And he said he's the one that controls the lock on this door. And he can get me released any time. And so he was set whatever the Lord willed. And you know, there is a comfort in resting on the fact that it's Christ's will. And that's it. Remember, the Lord said under the churches in Revelation, you can look this up, be faithful 10 days unto death, and you'll have a crown of life. And, you know, when you look at that, I mean, how many Americans think about being in jail for a while and then, you know, going to die and, you know, you're going to have a crown of life. I mean, we don't even live in this kind of scenario, Tower.
Oh, I know.
You know. And it's just like one of those things that you go through these stories, and it's just amazing. And a lot of this, I mean, and we pray for these people every day, all the time, Tower and I. And we can recount around the world, you know, where these stories are coming from and where you need to look. So, folks, it's time. You need to look beyond Biden and beyond our division here.
And beyond COVID. Sometimes I get discouraged about it because you just can't seem to go anywhere. And in the big office building I work in, I can't talk to anybody. I have to stay in my office. And it just gets discouraging. But look at what these people are going through. Way worse. I'm free, and they're not.
Yeah.
So, Lord, forgive me. Shame on me.
Yeah. And when we talk about the end of days, there's a lot of stuff that is going to happen. So, with that, we're going to... you know, this is North Korea.
Again.
And... I have a special love for North Korea, for those who go through this and those who minister to them. This comes from Mission Network News Online. They're basically a mission news organization, and they have articles from a lot of different ministries and things. And we talked last year about South Korea's... passing laws to try to stop certain
sorry
you're not supposed to drop the mic, dear. It must be this brand new broadcasting facility we have. That's a private joke.
So anyway,
so at any rate, they did you know, pass a law against launching Bible balloons because they had figured out a way to get the Bible
and
over
food,
the border.
And food to these people.
Yeah, and food. You know, they just get, you know, some of these air-filled, helium-filled balloons and send them over the border by the hundreds. And, you know, even if, you know, it's hard to get them down. And they would send them over at night, I believe. And so they passed a law. They didn't want it to go on. And the reason they didn't is because North Korea was getting after South Korea for allowing it.
Yeah, I think they were going to start a war with South Korea over all this.
And so basically the ones that are doing this are Voice of the Martyrs Korea. And, you know, a lot of these South Koreans and these who are involved in this, you know, they're doing what they can to try to reach them over there. And The one thing that is working, and that is the Voice of the Martyrs radio program, and they're getting this over there where they can hear. And they said about 20% of North Koreans are estimated to listen to the radio broadcast using smuggled radios that they bring in from China. Now you see, now look at this, is 20%. Figure how many people are in North Korea. So if you can get a percentage of the North Koreans in North Korea to where they hear, you know.
Yes, they're hungry for God's word.
But the big problem you have is, because these people have been so destitute of the word of God, when they do hear a lot of this from the radio, and these people reading it in North Korean, you know, in Korean, they're getting word from them, and you know, they didn't know about it. They don't know about God's love. They don't know about redemption. They don't know nothing over there, and so they try to listen to more so they can understand everything.
And you know, God gets his word over there, and it does not come back void, but accomplishes what he sends it out to do.
So I, you know, and I've known a Voice of the Martyrs radio broadcast for many, many years. We started out many years ago doing shortwave into various countries, including Africa and the Middle East with Israel and stuff, and into Russia and over that way. We were covering a pretty big area. And then we got on satellite, and now we're just exclusively on the net where people can get us. We have a lot of people that come from around the world. And we're on a lot of social sites, and that allows them to find us. The social sites do, because they're worldwide, and you know, it just and the messages have come. Now this is particular. Think of this message. We have all come to know that God created the world. God is a living God and is protecting us. We never knew this until we received the words on the MP3. I am not, of course, able to understand it perfectly, but I will keep listening one time, 10 times, 100 times to keep his words. Now, see, they really don't know. You know, the stuff that I learned in, you know, Sunday school, you know, we take all this stuff for granted.
Yes,
because we had this. They haven't. They have gone through several generations of the Kim family in an atheistic, absolute, satanic attempt to keep these people devoid of the truth of God. And, you know, if there's one mystery in the world to me, it is why God allows a family like that and a state, you know, to exist on this earth, all them people ignorant of anything. And if there's any one thing that I would hope in the whole world, that they would be free.
Yes, amen.
But the thing of it is, even if you freed the North Korean people tomorrow, where they could be free to worship or do something, you would have to teach them how to be free. They've never been free. And so you would have to do it slowly and train them and help them. I mean, it totally would be culture shock to them.
Yes.
And then you have all those that were treated kindly by Kim Jong-un, so to speak. And, you know, they got the gift and the amenities and the food before everybody else, and the clothing. And we know that goes on over there, too. So you'd have to, you know, it would be a mess over there. And I just feel for them people. You need to pray for this closed country, North Korea. You really do, folks. Stop thinking about just this nonsense, stupidity, ignorance, evil, wickedness that's going on. Forget all these dipwit politicians, and I'll tell you who they are. You know, you start with Schumer and Pelosi, and you can include Biden in that, Kamala Harris, and the rest
Omar,
of
them. Tlaib,
yeah, and
Warren.
You can go into the Republican Sanders. Party, McConnell, and a bunch of others. You know, these people need to stop playing politics. Biden needs to stop screwing around with executive orders. He was never elected to be, a dictator. But the problem of it is that the devil wants to destroy, and if he can destroy America, then I'll tell you what'll happen. There's not going to be the money going out to help ministries like Voice of Martyrs, International Christian Concern, Barnabas Aid, and many others.
Samaritan's Purse.
You know, and we have a whole list that we know about that work overseas. And folks, if something happens to this country, there's not going to be anything flowing over. And all these dipwits can think about is how much they hate Trump and conservatives. I mean, talk about stupid. Get over it. You know, and the real issues are life. There's people dying around the world. And we're sitting here screwing around with a bunch of stupid-ass politicians. Excuse me. And it's time to get rid of them. If they're not going to just get their heads out of the nether region and do things correctly, I mean, there's no hope for this country if we don't straighten up. No hope. No hope. Your God isn't going to deliver you.
When you've got so much blood on the land.
Well, that's what Rabshakeh told Israel. This was Judah when Assyria was at the gates of Jerusalem. Your God is not going to deliver you. Well, the problem with America being delivered by this God is exactly what Tower said. The blood guilt and the shedding of innocent blood in this country. And that includes the abortion, which Biden has decided he would push.
And the blatant rebellion against God.
That's right. So there's a lot of issues in this country. And God judged Judah and Israel, both the northern tribes, for their sins. Don't think for a minute he's not going to judge this country because of its sin and iniquity. And he's judging it right now. And I've been telling people about this judgment for over 2 decades. I told them this was coming. But this is just a tip of the tentacle. So you better start repenting, America. God help us. We need to get this thing straightened out so we can help the brethren overseas. That's what I care about. We need to get that situated. I'm not going to baby a bunch of pansy Americans, divisive, baby, soothing their sins, refusing to listen to the truth, being pastored by profane pastors who lead them astray. Now, they're not all like that, but we got them.
We sure do, unfortunately. And there's a lot of good people in here in America.
Now,
Christians.
We do have one that you were going to cover, and if you don't feel like doing that, because it's really with a topic that maybe we can just skip.
No, it's okay. I'll just do it really quickly.
Okay,
this
good.
This is comes to us from Christian.org out of the UK. It's LGBT activists are calling on the Northern Ireland Education Authority to sack a member after he shared an article of a gay man's Christian conversion. What they're so upset about is that he's promoting conversion therapy practices. But this man, whose article he shared, is Beckett Cook. And Beckett Cook had done everything in Hollywood, met everyone, traveled everywhere. Yet he was overwhelmed with loneliness. He was a set designer in Hollywood. And A few months after his "Is That All There Is?" moment, he came across a Bible study group in Los Angeles coffee shop, and he was fully aware of what the churches took for the biblical view on that homosexuality is a sin. But he attended, and his whole view of religion was turned upside down, and he ended up receiving the Lord, and he put his previous homosexual lifestyle behind him. And he has a powerful testimony for God. And he said that he never went for conversion therapy. That wasn't anything he did. And that wasn't what he was, Nelson McCausland was trying to promote when he shared this testimony. He was just sharing the amazing power of the Lord God. And so now they want to fire him. So it's really ridiculous what's going on.
Well, you know, contrary to popular belief, you know, God does deliver people from this lifestyle.
Yes, he does.
And you may say, well, there's nothing wrong with it. Well, you know, buddy, the nations of men had made abominations legal. And in America, you can do these kind of things. But guess what? There's some people that get delivered out of them. And they don't have to go to a doctor to have their sex organs changed. They're
Thank
delivered.
God. Yes.
Totally. And we have seen this in many other things, not just people that are gay or people that, you know, are lesbian. But we've seen it, drug addicts, alcoholics, all kinds of sexual issues, all kinds of other problems. We've seen people instantly delivered by the power of God.
Amen.
And Tower and I can tell you unequivocally firsthand about the power of God. So, you know, it's time for you to wake up. I mean, this is really a wake-up call for America. You know,
with Biden in there and his administration, yes, if you're not waking up, then there's truly something wrong.
Yeah, and that's not because you're a Democrat or Republican. That's just because people need to wake up.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, you know, another thing that happened, too, this month that has implications. Now, see, for years and years and years, there's been Israel haters that have wanted the International Criminal Court to investigate the Gaza war back in 2014. Well, the problem that you had in the first place is that Israel allowed the Palestinians and others to take over the Gaza Strip. Well, instead of trying to make a democracy over there to where it would flourish, they decided that they would try to make war. And even when there was factories left, they destroyed everything because they were belonged to the Jews. And I know of one specific factory that they totally destroyed, and it was left for them to be able to do something with. But they destroyed it. And so right now, the Hague Court, that's the International Criminal Court, they decided, they released a 60-page decision that they had jurisdiction to investigate war crimes committed by both Israel and the Palestinians. Well, see, the International Criminal Court does not have, you know, universal worldwide jurisdiction. Now, see, in the New World Order, that's an old term, the globalist agenda, they want to have one court over the entire earth. That just like eventually we're going to have one person in charge of everything, and that will be the beast. Make no mistake, all the plots and plans of men are going to wind up in a place that they're not going to like.
That's right.
So the issue of it is, of course, Benjamin Netanyahu came out and said it's pure anti-Semitism. And, you know, he went on to say, he says, the court established to prevent atrocities like the Nazi Holocaust against the Jewish people. That's why the Hague Court was established, is now targeting the one state of the Jewish people, said Netanyahu. It claims that when democratic Israel defends itself against terrorists who murder our children, rocket our cities, we're committing another war crime. And so, of course, Hamas, who hates Israel, sees this as good, as does Iran and others. The enemies of Israel love this.
Oh, yes, you better believe it. Anything to destroy Israel.
Now, you know, in this next one here, and we're coming down to the end, is another one on North Korea that I wanted to cover. And we covered a woman. Can you remember that? I think it's in this one here. Prisoner
42. 42.
Yeah, she's in this one too. We're not going to go through with this whole thing. But it's been on the number one world watch list for persecution against Christians for 20 years.
That's incredible.
And we've been reporting, our ministry's been going for over well over two decades. But I remember the first time we were getting reports out of North Korea, and it was a long time ago. But we also received some of the same reports out of India, Pakistan, and other places. Now, there's a nonprofit called the Korea Future Initiative. They did 117 interviews in 2019 and 2020. And the witnesses reported 273 victims. They had 244 incidents of arbitrary arrest, which means there was no likelihood or evidence of a crime or no due process of law depriving people of liberty and their rights. Now, see, that's common in a lot of these areas. They just take them. They just arrest them. And there's no due process. Now, see, America, we have due process. But see, when we started seeing all the violence from BLM and Antifa, many times these people were just released, no matter what they did. And then we also saw patriots, so-called patriots, conservative groups, who were protesting peacefully who got arrested and didn't get released right away. So there's a bias from some of these lawmakers because they're Soros-appointed liberals. But see, when wickedness comes to town, I mean, it showed up in America, and they don't care. See, the people here that are doing it don't care either. See, once you find a root that establishes itself in your country that says, well, we will just go do this because we don't like them, then you've got another potential North Korea. You've got another potential, you know, Iran. You got another potential, even Egypt. The same thing happens there. 79 incidents of forced return to North Korea by refugees, which that can really cause trouble if they're returned. 36 incidents of torture, sustained physical assault. Now, the reports we get, like from Prisoner 42, was gut-wrenching, wasn't it, Tom?
Oh, it was.
And we can't even, you read that and you just can't even imagine. 32 incidents of sexual violence and 20 incidents of execution. Now we know the reports coming out of North Korea that the guards will have sex with the women, whether they like it or not. And they'll just take the woman they want and go have sex with her, and any number of guards can do it. And if she gets pregnant, they'll kill her.
Or they'll kill the baby when it's born.
But we've had reports of them killing them. So, this is the North Korea that we're talking about.
It still gets me that people can treat each other so horrible. Horribly wicked.
I know. It is absolutely
unconscionable. Yes, it is.
It is. It just, you know, and you think about, and we've talked about this I don't know how many times. and you look at it and you think, you know, really, how do these people look themselves in the mirror? They probably don't have any, but, you know, there's no conscience involved. And so this is really the issue. And sitting in America with some of the issues we have here, it really looks at times like we have people that are so close-minded that they don't look around enough to see the atrocities going on around the world. And if you're not careful, America, you're going to be the same thing as those countries that we report on all the time. If you think that you're going to sit here and be the apple of the eye of America, see all these refugees that are coming in? They're coming to their death. They really are.
Well, that brings me to, makes me think of that story we were seeing this morning about North, I believe it was North Carolina. Is that correct? That guy was showing where new housing was being built. They ran the black and the white people out, made them go live in poorer sections of the town. They're building up all this new housing to bring in Muslims. I can't remember where they were from. Was it Sudanese?
From overseas. It was from overseas.
And they were bringing them in and giving them housing and giving them $400 a month per child. And this, and the state is broke. They don't have any money, but they're spending like 80-some million dollars or more to build these apartment complexes and housing to bring these foreign people in, and won't even help the Americans.
Well, and if you go overseas and look at this, that is this modus operandi. That's exactly what they do. So there's a lot of problems. If you think, you know, letting all these people just come in is something to do, you're nuts.
It will do nothing but destroy the government. I mean, the country.
Number one thing, when this thing falls or we go into a civil war, there's going to be a lot of innocent people killed. So if you come up here from down south and there's a whole bunch of you and you add to the chaos here and you're part of the reason it falls, you're going to come up here and you're going to get caught in the middle of this and you're going to get shot, killed, murdered, or starved to death. Because, folks, this is going to be serious if someone doesn't get their heads out of the Alzheimer's ward and get it into straight thinking. And right now, we got people that are running this country that are devoid of anything other than one goal. Pelosi and the Democrats don't give one hang about these people coming across the border. They're doing it for one reason. Get them in here. Get them to be American citizens, give them the ability to vote so they can always be voted in from here on after. That is the goal. It's always been the goal. I said this years ago when Obama was doing it. This is the same thing. So, you know.
And if you're following that yellow brick road into America, Uncle Joe Biden is not the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, we pulled back the curtain.
Yeah.
So at any rate, we're going to have to get out of here.
Okay. Good night, everybody. Thanks for joining us whenever you do. We love you. We pray for you. Stay safe. Be aware of your situation. And look to the Lord in all that you do. God be with you. Good night, everybody.
Remember to go by warren-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com. Remember all the places you can listen to our shows. You can listen on our own websites because we have them embedded there. And we have a lot of articles. It's truly a place. Stop by it. We've got a lot of social sites as well. We'll see you on the web. We'll see you next time tomorrow night. Shalom, everybody.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Warn Radio.